You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Twin Flames Live with Mary Miller.
Mary Miller.
Live from Facebook.com/Worker of Light Spiritual.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
Ask1Radio.com or Moonstruck.tv.
This is Twin Flames Live
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Twin Flames Live, broadcasting live on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV. I'm your host, Mary Miller, with Worker of Light Spiritual, and thank you so much for joining me today. If you've been following the show over the past couple of weeks, you know we've already talked about what twin flames are, as well as the difference between twin flames, twin rays, soulmates, and karmics. Today, we're moving back to focusing solely on the twin flame connection, and we're going to discuss what many people consider to be the hardest part of that journey, which is separation. If you're currently experiencing separation, I want you to know that you're not alone. It can feel heartbreaking, confusing, and overwhelming. Many people describe it as though the person who understood you better than anyone else in the world suddenly disappeared from your life, and you have you really don't understand why. I've experienced the pain of separation myself, and I know how lonely it can feel. But today I'd like to offer you a different perspective. What if separation isn't the end of the story? What if it's actually where the real journey begins? Most people first discover the idea of twin flames because they're searching for answers about someone they can't seem to forget. They want to know, why did this happen? Why can't I move on? Will we ever reunite? And if so, when? And those are understandable questions. But over time, I believe many people discover that the most important questions become very different. What am I learning from this experience? What within me needs healing? Who am I becoming because of this experience? Those questions shift the focus away from trying to control another person's choices and toward understanding our own inner world. Separation is meant to be a period of individual growth. It's a time when old wounds often rise to the surface. Fear of abandonment, fear of rejection, self-doubt, the fear that we're somehow incomplete without another person. Whether you interpret those experiences through the lens of twin flames or simply as part of being human, they can become opportunities to know ourselves more deeply. One thing I often tell people is this: the pain isn't always caused by the separation itself. Sometimes it's caused by everything the separation reveals. If someone leaving causes us to question our worth, our identity, or our future, then perhaps those are the areas asking for our attention. That doesn't mean the loss isn't real. It doesn't mean you shouldn't grieve. Grief is a natural response to losing someone who mattered to you. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to miss them. Healing isn't about pretending that you're okay. It's about allowing yourself to feel your emotions without letting those emotions define your future. One of the biggest misconceptions that I see in the twin flame community is the belief that life has to stop until union with your twin happens. People postpone their happiness. They stop pursuing their dreams. They stop meeting new people. They stop living. They spend hours checking social media, looking for signs, trying to interpret every song, every number sequence, every dream. And while signs can certainly feel meaningful to many people and can oftentimes be indicators along the twin flame journey, they should never replace actually living your life or cause you to just put everything on hold, waiting to reunite with your twin. If every sign you receive simply leads you back into anxiety, fear, or obsession, or chaser energy, it may be worth asking whether you're using those signs to avoid focusing on yourself and the healing that you need to be doing during this journey. One of the greatest lessons separation can teach is that your happiness cannot depend entirely on another person. You have your own purpose, your own gifts, your own calling, your own life to live. And the ultimate goal of the twin flame journey is for separation to trigger you into realizing that you are a whole person in and of yourself. That's why your twin flame runs when you're sitting in chaser energy, because part of their divine purpose is to help you learn and understand that you should never look to anyone or anything outside of yourself for happiness. And also, your twin flame is you anyway. So there's really nothing there to chase. We'll talk about that more in depth in a future episode. Many people ask me whether twin flames are always meant to end up together. And my answer to that is that it's different for everyone. No two twin flame journeys are exactly alike. For a good number of twin flames, reunion will happen. I would say, personally, in my experience, in my personal practice, I see more of them end up in physical union than those who do not. However, it's not always a guarantee, and you may not end up with yours in this lifetime. Many twin flames incarnate together multiple times over multiple lifetimes, but may not always have a romantic relationship in every single one of those lifetimes. In some lifetimes, the purpose of the connection is simply to awaken each other spiritually, heal old patterns, complete soul lessons, and inspire personal transformation. Take my twin and I as an example. In our last lifetime together, we were married, but it was a highly turbulent and toxic marriage. I still sometimes have these past life visions and have nightmares about it. I'm not even going to lie about that. However, in this lifetime, he and I are not in a relationship at all. But I do consider him to be my nearest and dearest friend, who I can talk to about anything and everything, go to about anything and everything. And it feels like talking to myself. It's probably the person who knows me better than anybody else. And honestly, that's a significant improvement from the last lifetime that we had together, if you ask me. So I am proof that physical union is not the ultimate goal in every single lifetime in the twin flame connection, and it doesn't need to be. Beautiful things can still come out of it regardless. Personally, I think it's important not to become so attached to the outcome that we miss everything the journey is trying to teach us along the way. If your entire sense of peace depends on one specific ending with your twin flame, you may overlook the growth that is already happening. And sometimes we become so focused on reaching the destination that we miss the journey And we forget that we're becoming a completely different person throughout this journey. And that transformation matters. In fact, I would argue that it is the most important part. When I work with people, one of the things I encourage them to do is to gently shift their attention back towards themselves. Ask yourself, what brings you joy? What dreams have you put on hold? What parts of yourself have you neglected? What kind of person do you want to become? Those questions can completely change the direction of your healing. Instead of waiting for someone else to complete your story, you begin writing the next chapter yourself. Ironically, many people find that when they stop making another person the center of their universe, they begin to feel lighter, more peaceful, more confident. Whether or not the relationship changes, they have changed. And that's something that no one can take away from them. And that's really what the twin flame journey is all about. And also the twin flame journey is kind of a paradox. Once you stop focusing on your twin flame, once you stop doing everything you can think of to try to be with them, and you focus wholly on yourself, becoming a whole person within yourself, finding true happiness completely on your own, and realizing that you are whole and enough without them, that's when they tend to come back. It doesn't necessarily mean that you guys are going to be together romantically, but most of the time, they will be able to feel that energetic shift and they will come back into your life and you guys will have some sort of connection that is very meaningful if you choose to maintain it. Not everybody chooses to keep their twin flame in their life, but if you do, there will be some sort of meaningful connection that comes out of it. As long as you do the healing, as long as you do the work, as long as you stop focusing on them as a goal and focus on yourself, that's when they come back. Now, before we close today, I would like to leave you with this thought. No relationship defines your worth. No relationship determines your value. Whether your twin flame stays or leaves, whether you reunite or never speak again, you are so worthy of love. You are so worthy of happiness. You are so worthy of living a full and meaningful life. And perhaps that's one of the greatest lessons separation has to offer. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Twin Flames Live. Next week, we are going to explore one of the biggest questions that people ask me, and that's how can you tell whether someone is truly your twin flame or whether the connection might be a soulmate or karmic connection? We talked about that a little last week, but we will focus on it more in depth next week, so make sure that you tune in. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, continue your own healing, and trust the experience, that every experience has the potential to help you grow. Have a wonderful night.